an unwanted increase in farmland value. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's not just Montgomery County. Any farmer in the state could be facing this problem, especially if you have a development to come into your county and that development buys farmland, that you have these inflated prices that are based on one company coming in and buying farmland at an inflated price.
State Senator Tim Barnes of Clarksville talking about what happened to the value of farmland in Montgomery County after the most recent reappraisal cycle showed an unusual sharp increase to that farmland value. And now Senator Barnes is sponsoring a bill in the legislature that would hopefully clarify to the IRS when inheritance taxes are due that the fair market appraised value of farmland would only be used for rollback tax purposes.
We've had farmland increase by as much as 700-800%. And farmland that was before $1,500 an acre, this last appraisal is appraising for $11,000, $12,000, $15,000 an acre. Well, that valuation comes into effect later down the road when the surviving spouse dies and that land is left to the heirs. The IRS will then value that land at what that inflated appraisal value was, and that can result in devastating consequences such as inheritance taxes. Inheritance taxes that can be so high that it can result in the family having to sell the farmland in order to pay the taxes.
Senator Barnes' bill so far is moving through committee and should be up for vote on the Senate floor soon. Representative Joe Pitts of Clarksville is carrying the bill in the House.
We've put a lot of effort in this because in Montgomery County especially, we've had just a dire situation. We're worried about those surviving spouses who have that farmland that's valued at that inflated price. We're worried about what the IRS is going to do with that figure.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.